morning. It's I just looked at the time. It's Tuesday, June the 18th at 8:12 a.m. 2019 still. So we're a couple days out from the summer solstice. I'll have to get up early that day and take a picture. Try to get a sunrise picture then. So yesterday's writing went really well. I was really pleased with the day. I was worried that it wasn't going to make 80,000 words. I don't have to worry about that anymore. I'm close to that now. And I still got a lot of stuff that I have to fill in. The epiphany I had about Jimmy Pirano, about Bobby Tatum, about Sarah, and about Otto has really, really shifted this story out of second gear, perhaps into third. Maybe there's another gear left, but I'm really much happier with this story. So I can't talk about it because I don't want to spoil it. So it's going to make a conversation this morning difficult. So I beg your pardon if you get a lot of boot sound today. And I realized that my boots need to be resoled. I'm going to have to take them back to Red Wing and use the lifetime warranty on them and get them rebuilt. I don't know how long that's going to take. I'm pushing hard this morning. The metronome is going. I'm working it. And now trying to get good workout this morning. I don't think I'm going to make 100 miles this month. I added them up. And I don't have... I don't have 50 yet. So it's going to be tough getting even to 75, I think. I don't know. The math is dependent on the body and, in a certain sense, the weather. Although, walking on a treadmill in the morning is not out of the question. I will be doing that if I need to because of either too wet or too hot going forward. I'm almost done with with Good Omens. And I've just gone into season 3 of Lucifer on Netflix. It's like, this is, it's getting really predictable. And I'm not, I'm not sure how much of it is the story is more predictable, or I am better at seeing the script mechanics behind the story working. I had a good number of people recommend movies to me. The winner was Avengers Endgame, which I have not yet seen. But I really need to spend some quality time with Otto and with Jimmy to get their storylines brought up to snuff. Morning. And then I've got to do Sarah. Still have to do Bobby. If I'm going to do Bobby directly, or I'll do Bobby as observed. But I got to do Otto. I got to fill in Otto. I got to do Jimmy. Because there's stuff that should have happened way earlier. And it doesn't happen. So I gotta add that in. No, it's not. Is this the big standard poodle? The lady ahead of me. She's got a... Can't tell if it's poodle or poodle mix. It's unclipped. It's a good-sized dog, but it's not the standard. I see this guy walking the standard poodle here all the time. That is a big dog. This dog barely comes up to the woman's knees. It's burning off. It was really... That was really quite nice. With the cloud cover, cool air. Clouds are burning off or moving off to the east. Coming up on it, get ready. Stay with me. Lost a cat. Flash. That's the name of the cat. Flash.
trip.
Can't think of Flash without thinking of the Beagle on that Dukes of Hazzard. For the younger members of the audience, that was an old TV show. And one of the characters was the inept Southern sheriff named Roscoe P. Coltrane. His is a beaver. Was named Flash. That is not a show that could be made today. Just as probably just as well. Okay, she's crossed the street. Torn this garden here apart. I see several big trees on it. They cut the trees all down. I haven't replanted anything there yet. Excuse me. Hunched over. I'm always walking hunched over. I'm not sure exactly what is going on here. So I've also been playing EVE Online with a fan who's decided that he wanted to try an alpha clone. And I've discovered that there's a lot of stuff that I do without thinking about it. Which makes it difficult for me to teach people who haven't played before. And I feel bad because I didn't happen to say, don't go into the cellar. There's monsters down there. And a pirate caught him. Killed the ship, killed him. He reconstituted in a clone vat. And lost his venture, as one does. It's an interesting problem. The game has a really interesting problem in that it has three levels of security. It's like how safe you are. Well, there's four if you count docked, because docked is pretty much safe. As long as you're docked in a regular system station. Those are not, at the moment, not destroyable. So docked, you're safe. You don't have to worry about getting killed off or attacked or abused or cheated maybe, but not killed. And then there's what they call high security or high sec, which is any system that has a security rating of 0.5 or higher. And in those systems, you're safer. People can still attack you. If they're really good, they can still kill you. But they get killed almost instantly themselves. And the question is, how fast does the game police, it's a faction called Concord, how fast does Concord get there to kill you, to kill your enemy? And the highest security rating, like 1, it's instantly, 0.5, it's not so much instantly. Point 4, they don't come at all. And the lower you go, and it goes down to 0.0, which is null sec. The lower you go, the tougher the non-player characters, the NPC rats get. And NullSec, they're almost all battleships and battlecruisers and coming fleets. So it's quite a challenge. You have to have the equipment to do it. You have to have the skill set to manage it. But I neglected to tell them that 0.04 was not a good place for a three-day-old player in Avenger. I feel bad. It's not like Ventures are hard to come by, but still, for a new character, it's quite a shock. Welcome to Eve. So anyway, so I was sort of dubbing around, playing a little bit here, a little bit there. But for the moment, oh my god, 17 minutes. Well, 18 minutes. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.